Hello.
Hello, am I through to James Jackson?
Yep.
James, I'm from MMA Legal in regard to Scottish Rouge. Yes,
you're picking up me.
I said it's James calling from MMA Legal in regard to your Scottish redress application. How are you today? You okay?
Fine.
Good to hear. I just need to ask you a few questions for data protection purposes. Could you please confirm for me your date of birth, please?
26/1/1974.
Fantastic. And then your postal address?
HB Court, IV34AS.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As you know, the reason for the phone call today is for the detailed witness statement about your time in Kerr, what happened to you, how it affected you, and what evidence may exist. I'll guide you through the witness statement, and if some questions may feel difficult, so if you wish to take a break at any moment, just vocalise it, and we'll take a nice 5 to 10 minute break. So it'll give you the opportunity to go to the toilet, gather your thoughts, or maybe just get yourself a drink. I may need to bring us back to the timeline at some point if we move too far ahead, just to make sure the statement is clear and complete, so don't take it as any offence. Once we start going through the witness statement, all questions will be relevant to your Kerr setting, so everything will be addressed and taken down. The way I like to do these witness statements and explain it before we go into it, it's like a chronological story of your life. So we're going to start from the beginning, and then we're going to go in order, and we're going to go through each Kerr setting, and each Kerr setting will have a series of 12 questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So just to begin, are you comfortable and happy to continue with the witness statement today, James?
Yep.
Do you need anyone with you, a break, or any other further adjustments?
No.
Do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it may be used for your Scottish Redress application and then any supporting evidence?
Yes.
Fantastic. So now we're just going to start into your personal background and entering to Kerr when you grew up. So will you be able to confirm for me what your childhood home address was?
2 Pergivney Court. 4 Pergivney Court.
4?
Right.
Could you spell that for me, please?
4 Pergivney. Pitgavenny.
And Court.
Court.
Yeah. What was the area?
Elgin. Southwest by Elgin.
Do you remember the postcode at all?
No.
That's fine. Who resided in this address with you?
My mother and my stepfather.
And what were the names?
Gordon Grant and Thomasina Jackson.
Gordon Grant and Georgina?
Thomasina, yep.
And what was her last name, sorry?
Well, Grant.
Grant, yeah.
She's married to my dad.
No problem. Did you have any siblings who lived with you at this address?
Yes, Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn Grant.
Lynn Grant. And was that your only sibling?
Yes.
So just real, just quick, briefly, what was home-like life before you went into Kerr?
Fucking nightmare. My mother was an alcoholic.
Was there any social work difficulties whilst you was at home?
I've had the social workers all my life, yes.
And what was your education like before you went into Kerr?
Not the greatest.
No problem. And was there any family health you believe is relevant? And that could be anything between your mother or your stepfather's health or your sibling or yourself?
No.
How did you come to enter Kerr? Who made the decision? And were you ever told the reasons why?
No, really. I think it was because my mother had been an alky as well.
Do you know who made the decision to place you into care?
No. I think it was my mother, to be honest.
Yeah, no problem. If you ever hear my end of the line just being silent, it's just because I'm catching up with the notes. During this time, obviously, it'll be a bit of human nature to try and fill in the silence. Try to refrain to do so. Once I've caught up with the notes, I'll relay to you what I've got. And then if there's anything what you believe I've missed or you'd like to add, I will make note of that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic. So I just put that I was never told the reasons why I went into Kerr. I think it was because my mother was an alcoholic. I also don't know who made the decision to place me into Kerr. I think it was my other, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, do you have any siblings and were you separated from any of them?
I was separated from my sister. My sister never went to Kerr. I did.
Yeah. How old were you when you first entered Kerr?
I don't know, I was really young. Probably 7 or 8 year old maybe. Something like that, 6, 7, 8, something like that.
That's fine, but I don't know. I was really young. It could have been the ages between 6 and 8.
Mm.
Do you remember how you felt at the time when you was told that you was going to be entered into Kerr?
Shit.
Yeah, that's fine.
You get terribly taken away from your fucking family, but my mother was used to beat me and that as well, so it was, I don't know, maybe it was for the best, I don't know. Maybe that's how I was in Kerr, because my mom was an animal.
Yeah, so I just put, I don't know, I was really young. It could have been the ages between 6 to 8. I felt like shit. My mother used to beat me. Maybe it was for the best, me being put into Kerr as my mum was an animal.
Mm-hmm. She's not have my records?
Yeah.
If you've got my records, we've got all this on record, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. We do have to obviously just take a detailed statement from yourself. There is some information.
I can't really mind most of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine. So if you can't remember, if I ask you a question and you're not sure or you can't remember, just state the fact that it is okay. It won't affect the witness statement in any way, shape or form. This is mm-hmm. to try and get the best detailed recollection of your time in Kerr to the best of your ability, and the Scottish Redress do know that, and they also understand that some of these events what went on happened a long time ago, so there are going to be parts where you're not going to remember, so don't try and put pressure on yourself or get overwhelmed or frustrated if you find it a question difficult to answer. It is okay if you don't remember. Is that okay? No problem. So the final question in relation to your personal background and entry into Kerr, is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability or name history that should be recorded?
I don't know what you mean.
So was there anything what happened in your childhood what you consider would have made you a vulnerable child, or you believe that you would have had any learning needs when you were younger, or if you was ever known by a previous name?
Well, no, I was known as Jimmy Grant, but I don't know. I don't understand if I was just not learning properly, was I?
Yeah.
Because my mother had never been in my fucking home life, so nothing was great. So I don't understand. I can't tell you now if I needed any help then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I probably needed help, but I didn't get it.
And what was the comment you said about your mother, sorry?
Well, I don't know. My home life wasn't very great, so probably I needed help, or I never got any help. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just got battered.
So I've just got. I was known as Jimmy Grant. I don't really understand. I can't remember back then if I needed help. My home life was never great. I will get battered. So yeah, I probably needed help when I was younger, but I never received any help.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything there what you'd like to add?
No, it's fine.
Fantastic. So moving on to the next part of the witness statement. So I've got a chronology of Kerr, which I built on the phone. Which I built before I rang you. And we're going to relay this back to you. Just let me know if you believe there's anything missing or if you believe something is incorrect, okay?
Okay.
So your first curse setting, what I have is that you went to an Andrew Thompson school in Elgin.
It's Andrew Thompson House.
House. Apologies. Mm-hmm. Let me just change that for you now. Yeah, so Andrew Thompson House in Elgin, the approximate dates of you being here was the 4th of June in 1986, and you was up in here till the 11th of February 1987. And on the day of 11th of February 1987, you was transferred to the Oak Bank School in Aberdeen, and you was here up until the 8th of March 1988, which you had a return stint back home. And you was there at home with your mother on the 22nd of October 1988. Following that, you was then placed back into Oak Bank School, and you was in Oak Bank School up until the 11th of the 1st 1989. And then following that, you had a stint in Andrew Thompson House again, and you was admitted on the 31st of the 1st 1989, and you was there up until the 4th of the 1st 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Is that chronology correct to you, or do you believe there's something?
What about foster homes? I was in foster homes before that.
Do you remember when you was in foster homes?
I come on, but from the age of 7 or 8, I was in several different foster carers as well.
Yeah, hold on one
before
moment.
Before Andrew Thompson House. I can't remember, though.
Okay, so I'll just make a note of that now, then. Just give me a moment while I just change the chronology.
And the reason I went to Oak Bank in the first place is because my mum stood up at the children's panel. She turned up drunk and
yeah.
said she didn't fucking want me because I was getting sent home. I remember that. I was actually going to be leaving Andrew Thompson House. I was getting sent home. But my mum turned up, Steve, and said she didn't fucking want me. And they'd already gave my place away at Andrew Thompson House. The only place that could send me within Murray was fucking Oak Bank, fucking List D School.
Yeah.
There was no need for me to be there apart from my mum steaming.
When we, when I finish relaying, but rechanging the chronology of Kerr, I'll read it back out here, and then when it's correct, we'll then go into the, We'll then go into the questions of the placement.
Okay.
And that will, one of the questions will be, you'll be able to answer and state what you just stated then.
Okay.
Yeah, so it seems as though you was in foster care. You was first admitted into foster care in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And you was in foster care up until 1985. I do not have any information in regards to who you was with when you was in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And also what area or anything like that.
No, I don't know.
It will still end up now, but well. So now we've got four care settings. So we've got the foster care from 1981 to 1985. And then we've got Andrew Thompson House. That was the 4th of June, 1986 to the 11th of February, 87. And Oak Bank, which was the 11th of Feb, 87, all the way up until the 8th of March, 88. He was then returned home for 7 months. And then you were admitted back to Oak Bank School, which is on the 22nd of the 10th, 1988. And you was there up until the 11th of the 1st, 1989, to where you was then transferred to Andrew Thompson House again on the 31st of January, 1989, up until the 4th of January, 1990, when your care concluded. So, these next questions are all going to be in relation to your care settings. There is a total of 12 questions within these care settings, so this is going to be quite tedious for you because I will have to ask these set of 12 questions for each care setting. So, I'll have to do it for the foster care the first time round, and then I'll have to do it for the Andrew Thompson House specifically only for your first admission, and then we'll do it for Oak Bank School, and then we'll do it again for Oak Bank School when you was readmitted there, and then again for when you had your second admission into Andrew Thompson House, it will be the same questions. So try to keep a distinction of your recollection of events.
Well, I'll only be able to tell you I wouldn't be able to tell you if it was my first day or my second day, will I? I'm 52-year-old now, mate.
Yeah, and I understand that it's going to be quite difficult, but we'll try and get through the best we can. And as I stated before, if there's anything what you don't remember, James, it's perfectly okay just to say that you don't remember, okay?
Right, okay. No problem.
No problem. So this is going to be in relation to your foster care. Are you able to confirm for me the what type of care setting the foster care was?
It was in a house, their home.
Do you remember where the area was?
I don't know. It was Elgin. Still in Elgin.
Can you remember if you was placed with one foster family or you was placed with multiple?
I've been placed with about 3 or 4, I think.
Can you remember any of the foster family's parents' names?
No.
That's fine. Can you remember how old you were when you was first admitted to foster care?
No.
Are you able to the next question is in relation to your ordinary daily life when you was in foster care. Are you able to describe the accommodation where you were staying when you was in foster care?
It was nice. So it was a...
Would you say that the cleanliness of the overall families was adequate and clean?
Yes.
Do you remember if you was ever provided clothing by the foster parents?
Well, I don't know.
Do you remember what your eating habits were like with the foster families? Did you have three meals a day, and did you have a choice of food?
I don't know. I can't remember. I got fed, I know that.
Yeah. How was your school life like while you was in the foster homes?
All right, I suppose.
Yeah. And finally, what was contact like with your family during this time? Was you able to contact your family if you ever wished?
Minimal.
Minimal. And was this due to not being able to contact them, or just because you just didn't?
I don't think my mum was interested.
Say that again, sorry, James.
I don't think my mum was interested.
How did the other children genuinely treat you when you was in the foster families?
Yeah, just as you would expect, I would think. Some were nice and some weren't.
So when you state that some of the children were nice, I've got some of the children were nice to me, some of them weren't, just as you would as expect. When the children weren't being nice to you, would the foster families get involved and prevent you from getting any aggro or stick from the other children?
No.
No?
No.
So now, James, I'm just going to describe to you what Scottish Rejects consider as factors of neglect. So this is either inadequate or withholding of food, clothing, warmth, hygiene, supervision, safety, medical care, education or emotional support, unsafe confinement or failure to protect from bullying, violence, sexual harm, other children or unsafe adults. With that being said, looking back at your time during your foster care, was there anything what you'd now consider as neglect?
I don't know, maybe a bit of bullying, I'm thinking.
No problem. So the next category of abuse that is identified by the Scottish Rejects panel for emotional abuse is any threat, humiliation, blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment of other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. With that being said, James, is there anything what you experienced in your time in foster care?
All of what you've just said.
Okay, no problem. So next is physical abuse. Scottish Redress Panel identifies behaviours such as hitting, slapping, punching, kicking, shaking, throwing, restraining, locking in, exposure to hot and cold water, denial of food or toilet access, or use of an object that recorded any injury / pain, and whether treatment was provided, needed, hidden or ignored. With that being said, James, is there anything what you experienced looking back at your time in foster care, what you consider now as physical abuse?
Possibly, yes. I can't really remember.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. And then finally, James, the next category of abuse is sexual abuse. And the Scottish Redress Panel considers this as any unwanted sexual touching or exposure, any sexual comments or images, being made to watch, pressure or forced to take part, attempted or actual penetration, attempted or actual oral activity, attempted or actual masturbation, photography or filming, grooming, gifts, threats of secrecy, number of people involved, and approximate frequency / duration. With that being said, is there anything during your time in foster care what you'd now consider as sexual abuse?
No.
No. Okay. The next question is going to be in relation to the neglect that that you state that you experienced, the emotional abuse and also the physical abuse. Do you remember, whilst in foster care, who was involved or responsible for these categories of abuse?
No.
No problem. So, the next question is now going to be probably the most distressing part of the series of questions is the witness statement. So, I'd like you to take your time in answering the next question. And don't feel pressured to try and answer as quickly as possible. So, in relation to the neglect that you stated that you experienced in your time in foster care, could you kindly give one clear example of when the neglect happened, where and when did it occur, and what was happening before, during, and after the neglect?
No, Joey.
Are you able to remember one instance when you was when you said you received a little bit of bullying?
Well, just from other kids. I can't escape one.
Can you remember when you was bullied by these other kids? If you ever told like one of the foster parents at all?
No. No. What do you mean told by?
So when the other kids were obviously bullying you, did you ever go to like a trusted adult, like the foster parents who you played with?
Yes, they just told me to fuck off. Sorry for my language.
It's okay. You don't just essentially have this conversation with me how you'd have a conversation with any other person. A witness statement's all within your language and how you speak and how you'd like to communicate, so you don't need to apologize for anything during this phone call. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So after you go and tell the foster parents about the bullying and they would just tell you to fuck off, what happened after that?
Nothing. Nothing.
That's perfectly fine. So again, James, it's going to be the same question, but this is going to be in relation to the emotional abuse that you experienced during your time in foster care. Mm-hmm. Are you able to provide one clear example of what happened, where and when did it occur? What happened? What was happening before, during, and after?
No, I can't. I'm really, it was far too young. I don't know.
Are you unable to remember any threats or humiliation, blame, name calling, isolation, or different treatment of the other children that you experienced from the foster parents?
I just told you that in the last question.
Yeah, I know. So essentially, it's just we need to try if you're able to recall. Obviously, if you can't recall, it is fine. What the actual situation was when you was inflicted with the emotional abuse.
I don't know. I can't really think.
It's just as you stated that you experienced most of the qualifying factors for emotional abuse. Is it ever been a? Can you ever think of any memory where you experienced this emotional abuse when you was with the foster parents?
Well, I just get shouted at and getting fucking called a little pink and a fucking nudie onesie and stuff like that.
They call you names.
Yeah.
And was this unprovoked or was this ever following?
No, unprovoked. Or if I was complaining about their kids. See, I should be grateful and stuff. Because my fucking main parents didn't want this, so why they have to put up with me and stuff like that.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me catch up on the notes and I'll relay back to you what I've got. I'm just adjusting for punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay back to you what I've got. So I can't really remember. I was far too young. I can only remember that I would get shouted at and called names when I would complain about the other kids. They would tell me that I should be grateful and that no one wants me. Things like that would be said to me. Is there anything there that I've missed or what you'd like me to add?
No, that's fine.
So again, sorry for the tediousness of the procedure, but are you able to provide one clear example of what happened, where and when did it occur, and what happened before, during, and after the physical abuse you experienced?
No.
Yeah, so I've just put, I'm unable to remember the physical abuse I may have suffered during my time in foster care. So, again, all these following questions are now going to be in relation to the neglect and the emotional abuse that you've been able to detail. So, firstly, in relation to the neglect, James, how often did this happen and did it ever change or become worse?
Yeah, it just became worse at times when friends with their kids were in, really.
Yeah. It
wasn't all the time, it was a constant. You know what I mean? It was just fucking now and again.
Yeah. Yeah, I should put it would become worse sometimes depending on the kids I was with, if you know what I mean. It was never a constant, it would just happen every now and then.
Yeah.
In relation to the emotional abuse, how often did this happen, and did it ever change or become worse?
It's the same answer.
Perfectly fine. So in relation to the neglect, James, what immediate effects did you experience? Was there any pain / injury, any fear, shame, sleeping problems, any bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school changes as a result of your neglect?
Well, my behaviour wasn't great towards authority.
Yeah, are you able to provide an example of that behaviour?
I was just running out of school and stuff like that.
Did you ever experience any sleeping problems or any fear or shame?
Hey, well, I was in fear all the time with my mother.
Yeah, I just added that on there. So next, it's the same question again, James. I do apologise, but it's in relation to the emotional abuse. So what immediate effects did you experience following the emotional abuse? Any pain or injury? Fear, shame, sleeping problems, bedwetting, running away, or any behaviour or school changes?
It was just the same, wasn't it?
It was just the same.
Oh.
That's perfectly fine. Did anyone witness your neglect or emotional abuse?
I don't know. The parents, obviously. Who I was complaining to.
I don't know. Do you know if anyone experienced something similar to you while she was in foster care?
I don't know, no.
I know you've already stated previous, but did you ever tell anyone or try to get help in relation to the emotional and emotional abuse and neglect that you experienced?
Yes. Just by telling the parents or social workers or telling people that.
I told parents and social workers, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Can you recall any of the social workers' names?
No. Kerry Harkness was the last one, but that was years later.
Terry Harkness.
Jerry.
Derry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Sorry about that, James. So, Jerry Harkness, but this was only years later.
If you've got my records, surely you'll have all the fucking social workers there, won't you?
Yeah. Again, you are right, but it's just in the process of it. I can't go ahead and pre-fill all this information in.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's your detailed account. It's from what you're able to remember.
Yep.
Can you recall what response you'd receive when you told the parents and also the social workers?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. Nothing.
So the final question in relation to your foster care, James, what was different at your time in foster care compared to your time with the other placements?
I don't know what you mean.
So was there anything different during your time in foster care compared to when you was at Andrew Thompson House and Oak Bank School?
No, it was nicer, I suppose.
That's fine. So that concludes the 12 questions in relation to your time in foster care. Now we're going to move on to your next care setting, which was the Andrew Thompson House. Can you remember how old you were when you was placed into Andrew Thompson House?
No. What's the date? Did you say 84 or something? 86.
Your first admission was the 4th of June 1986.
86, so I would have been 12 or 11.
I would have been either 12 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember who placed you there?
No, no, got a clue.
Can you remember what type of care setting Andrew Thompson House was?
Residential.
And how long were you there?
Oh, a fair while, I don't know.
In a few sentences, the next question is in relation to your daily life while at Andrew Thompson House for the first time round. Are you able to remember what the accommodation was like?
I just had bedrooms, beds.
Did you have your own bedroom?
No, I had to share.
How many people was in your room?
It was two.
Two others? And then were they all boys?
Yes.
How was the overall cleanliness of the room? Was the bed and the bed sheets tidy? Were they clean?
It wasn't too bad. They had to clean them, so it was not too bad.
You had to clean them? Can you remember if you was ever provided with any clothing whilst you was at Andrew Thompson House?
Must have been.
And are you able to remember the overall condition of the clothes? Were they oversized? Were they too small? Were they clean? Were they dirty?
They were okay.
Was you ever provided with three meals a day while she was at Andrew Thompson House?
Yes.
Was you ever given a choice of food or was it set meals?
Just set.
Can you briefly remember what your daily routine would be like?
No, just get up, get washed, go to breakfast, go to school, come back, have tea, go to your bed.
Was there no like social activities or any form of like stimulation after you finished school and returned?
Just TV, that, I suppose.
And was that all you could do for leisure, you recall?
Wasn't allowed to do it, brother. And used to take a swimming once a week.
And again, was you ever denied contact with your family, or did you ever have issues with contact with your family?
Well, I just didn't think my mum would.
Yeah, so I was in a shared dormitory. There were two other boys in my room. We had to clean our own room, so the overall cleanliness was all right. I must have been provided some clothing. The clothes were okay. I remember I was provided 3 meals a day at my time here. We never had a choice of food. They were set meals. I would get up, wash, dress, breakfast, go to school, come back, and then go to bed. The only thing we had for leisure was a TV, as we weren't allowed outside. We were also taken swimming once a week, and I just don't think my mother bothered to see me or contact me. Is that correct?
Yep.
No problem. How did the other children genuinely treat you at your time at Andrew Thompson House the first time round?
I was tiny, so I was being bullied. And I can't go into details, really. I don't know.
You can't remember?
No. I just know it was shit. I had a crap time.
Yeah. When you say you was being bullied during this time, did the staff ever try to intervene to try and protect you?
Staff were part of it.
Can you recall any of these, any of the staff names who were involved with your bullying?
Teasdale, a wifey Teasdale, a woman called Teasdale.
Teasdale. All
right.
Can you remember if there were any rules, punishments, isolations or unsafe arrangements that was enforced by the staff?
Yes, okay. Sent my room, walked in. Sent your bed, walked in. Stuff like that, kept in your pajamas, not given clothes.
When you was locked into your room, how long would you be locked in your room by?
How long would it be? A couple of days, maybe.
You'd be isolated for a couple of days.
It depends what I've done.
I just put the duration of which would always depend on my behaviour. Can you recall what the longest time period you spent isolated?
A couple of days, maybe 2-3 days.
During the time of isolation, was you fed appropriately?
Well, I would get fed, I. But when you're getting punished, you weren't allowed to talk to him, you had to sit at a separate table, you had to get everyone, so you weren't allowed to speak.
Yeah, I'm just going to adjust for punctuation and grammar, and then I'm going to relay back to you what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know if there's anything you'd like to change or anything you'd like to add. So she said, I was tiny, so I was being bullied. I can't remember any details on the bullying. I just know that it was shit. I had a crap time. The staff didn't try to help or intervene. The staff were also included within the bullying, a woman called Teasdale. I was isolated by the staff and locked into my room. Kept in my pyjamas and not given any clothes, the duration of which would always depend on my behaviour. The longest I was isolated was probably 2 or 3 days. I would still be fed during the period of isolation. When you were being punished, you had to sit on a separate table from everyone else and you weren't allowed to speak.
Yep.
No problem. So next, again, is going to be the most distressing part of the witness statement. So take your time when answering, and if there's something that you can't remember, then it's perfectly fine to do so. So Scottish Redress categorise neglect as any inadequate or withholding of food, clothing, warmth, hygiene, supervision, safety, medical care, education or emotional support, unsafe confinement or failure to protect from bullying, violence, sexual harm, older children and unsafe adults. With that being said, looking back at your time at Andrew Thompson House, is there anything that you would now consider as neglect?
Aye. Just the staff, the way they were. Locking your rooms and stuff, that's neglect, obviously. Obviously, there's the staff, when attacking you, putting you in that stupid... I don't know, that positions to hold your hands and fucking bend them up and bend them up your back and stuff like that.
So they restrain you as well?
Aye, but I don't know why it was called restraining, because it was basically physical abuse, I would say. It's
yeah.
Fucking restraining anybody.
Yeah, you are right there. It is a form of physical abuse, restraining a child.
Bending your thumbs back and stuff like that, and put your arm up your back, your wrists, and it's terrible.
And these were all attempts of restraining you?
Well, basically, the last bit they said they were doing, but it was more abuse than it was restraining.
Another category of abuse that Scottish Redress identify and accept is sexual abuse, which is any unwanted sexual touching or exposure, sexual comments / images, being made to watch, pressure or forced to take part, attempted or actual penetration, attempted or actual oral activity, attempted or actual masturbation, photography or filming, grooming, gifts, threats of secrecy. With this being said, looking back at your time at Andrew Thompson House, is there anything what you experienced that you would now consider as sexual abuse?
No.
No problem. The Scottish Redress panel identifies the following behaviour, as emotional abuse, which is threats, humiliation, blame, name-calling, isolation, different treatment from other children, denial of family contact, being made to feel powerless or unwanted, or being forced to witness the abuse or humiliation of others. With that being said, James, is there anything that you experienced during your time at Andrew Thompson House, which you'd now consider as emotional abuse?
I've just explained that, the staff, and then being locked in rooms, getting told you're not allowed home, you're not getting home for the weekends, you're not getting this, you're not getting that, getting stuff taken off you.
So also take away your weekend visits. So in relation to the physical, emotional abuse and the neglect that you faced whilst you was at Andrew Thompson's house the first time round, are you able to recall who was involved or responsible for your neglect?
Nah. There was different members of staff, but that leafy teaser was fucking probably the worst.
Say that again, sorry, what was probably the worst?
The lady, the wifey Teasdale. She was a nasty piece of work, huh?
I just put there were different staff members who were involved and responsible with my neglect. The worst was Miss Teasdale's. She was a horrible woman, a real nasty piece of work. Is there anyone else who you can remember who was responsible or involved for your neglect at the time in Andrew Thompson House?
I'm sure it was a guy called Brian Reed. He was sure he'd
Brian Reed, did you say?
Brian Reed, I think.
And can you remember, like, what his association to Andrew Thompson House was?
I don't know, I think he was one of the managers or one of the fucking leaders or something, I don't know.
That's perfectly fine. So now it's in relation to the physical abuse. Can you remember who was involved or responsible for the physical abuse that you were a victim of?
It was different staff members at different times. So. Shut up, Brian Reed, who had me in the office, fucking trying to restrain me. And he was pulling my arms and my wrists, doing all this stuff with my wrists, and I was crying, asked him to stop, but he wouldn't have stopped. I think it was Brian Reed, I don't know, I can't remember.
Going to adjust for punctuation and grammar, then I will relay back to you what I've got in relation to the physical abuse, just so I haven't missed anything, and if I have, you'll be able to add it on. So I just put it with different staff members at different times. I can't really remember their names. I'm sure that Brian Reed hit me in the office and tried to restrain me once. He was pulling on my wrists and arms And I remember crying and telling him to stop, but he wouldn't. I think it was Brian Reed, but I'm not too sure. Is there anything else what you'd like to add in relation to who was responsible for the physical abuse that you...
No,
that's
fine.
That's perfectly fine. And again, this is now in relation to the emotional abuse, James. Are you able to remember who was involved or responsible?
Just the staff members.
No problem. Because you gave me enough detail when it came to explaining the physical abuse that you experienced, as well as the neglect and emotional, I'm just going to put it now.
Just copy it across
there. Of course, yeah. I don't... it'll be unnecessary to try and ask for you the same information again. So, again, this will have to be the same question three times. So I do apologise if it is tedious, however it is needed. When you experienced the neglect in your time in Andrew Thompson House the first time round, how often did this happen, and did it ever change or become worse, James?
Just with my behaviour, I would say. I don't know. It was just varied. It was varied at different times. It just depended.
So when you said it changed, is that changing for the better, or was it that changing for the
worse? No, it was always for the worse, mate.
Yes, I just thought it would change. That would change with my behaviour. It varied at different times. It was always for the worst, never for the better.
Good.
And again, this is in relation to the physical abuse, James. How often did the physical abuse happen? Over what period? And did it ever change or become worse?
Just various times. And then it's obviously my behaviour. I was just struggling. Or me fighting back. Or trying to fight back. But obviously they were adults, so... Yeah, me trying to fight back, trying to defend yourself, trying to stop it. So, fight back's probably the wrong word.
Again, just going to check for punctuation and grammar, and then I'll relay back to you what I have, and then let me know if there's anything you'd like to add or change. So for physical, I put just various times, also varied in severity. I would try to fight back and defend myself. I was only a child and they were adults, so fighting back was probably the wrong choice. Is there anything that you'd like me to add or change?
No, sir.
Sorry, James, one moment. Sorry about that, James. I had something stuck in my throat. Just the last thing to add on that one. Would you say, in relation to it changing, did it ever become worse or change for the better?
No. No, obviously, if you get barred, just say nothing's changing for the better, is it?
No, of course. It was always worse, you'd say.
Aye.
And then again, the same question, but in relation to the emotional abuse, James. How often did this happen? Over what period? And did it change or become worse?
Just throughout the stay there.
Throughout the stay.
Varying different degrees, different times.
Would you say that it ever changed or became worse?
Well, sometimes it was worse, sometimes it was better. I don't know, really. That's not very good, anyway. That's one of the greatest.
So now, again, this is going to be the same question in relation to all three categories of abuse that you suffered. So in relation to the neglect, James, what immediate effects did you experience following the neglect at Andrew Thompson House? Was there any pain or injuries, fear, any shame, any problems with your sleep, any bedwetting, running away, or any behaviour or school changes?
Well, I had pain and all that sort of stuff.
You had pain?
I had emotional.
Sorry, James, can you just repeat that for me?
I had obviously pain to that when I got abused.
Yeah.
Physical pain. And then emotional, getting locked in your room, stuff like that. There's no good.
Do you say you'd be bruised?
Aye.
Can you recall where the bruise, you're like, would it be on your legs, on your upper body?
Probably.
On your arms?
My arms, my wrists.
Did you ever need any medical attention following the physical abuse, and was it ever provided?
Well, if I needed medical attention, I never got any.
In relation to the physical abuse what you suffered, do you recall any changes with your sleep? Did you find it difficult to sleep, or did you ever wet the bed during your sleep or anything like that?
No, it was just difficult to sleep in that because you were scared.
But you never wet the bed or anything like that?
No.
That's fine. So in relation to the physical abuse, I've just stated that I had physical pain when I was hit and attacked. I had bruises on my arms, my wrists. If I ever needed medical attention following the physical abuse, I never received any. And then I've also got, I had difficulty sleeping as I was scared. I never wet the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So in relation to the emotional abuse, James, that you suffered during your time at Andrew Thompson House, are you able to describe to me what immediate effects you experienced following the emotional abuse?
What do you mean?
So when...
Obviously, I just felt down, felt crap. Do you know what I mean? Fucking isolated, isn't that? Upset, should I say.
Sorry, what was that?
Upset, obviously.
Upset, yeah.
Crying, maybe.
Following emotional abuse, what you suffered during that time, do you ever recall ever running away following that?
I remember if I ran away from Andrew Thompson's house, I think I did.
And then finally, it's the same question again. What immediate effects did you experience following the neglect that you suffered during your time at Andrew Thompson House?
Just crying, shame, fucking left, fucking emotional. Just fucking...
Yeah, no problem. As you put, just crying, shame, felt emotional. Is there anything else what you'd like to add on that?
Just walk a fucking boat to live, really.
Yeah. So would you say that just cry? You put, I've got just crying, shame, felt emotional, lack of will to live. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So now, in relation to all three of the abuse categories that you suffered during your time at Andrew Thompson House, did anyone witness it, know about it, or experience something similar?
Just staff members would have known. They all knew what was happening.
None of the other children knew it was happening?
No, everybody knew what was happening, so whoever was there at the time.
And would you say that the other children experienced the same as you?
Yep.
Did you ever tell anyone or try to get help?
Yes. Just tell the other members of staff for that, but just got ignored.
You told other members of staff, but you were just ignored? Mm-hmm. And then finally, what was the difference at this placement compared with the others?
What do you mean? It's a residential home, so it was totally different.
Just to help you understand that question a bit more, I've put it was a residential home, it was totally different. That question is more in relation to, like, what was different at the time, so, like, what your, like, routine was like, how you was treated, what you experienced while she was at this care setting. So that question is essentially asking what was different during this time period, being at this care setting, in comparison to the other care settings what you've been in and at the times when you was in there.
It was just more abusive.
It was more abusive.
Than the foster home.
Yeah, so I just put it was a residential home. It was totally different. It was more abusive than the foster homes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, see these answers for that Andrew Thompson? That'll be the same for my next Andrew Thompson. They're basically the same, so you can just copy them.
All right, okay.
Oak Bank was a bad one, though.
Okay. So next, what I'm going to do... just for the sake of obviously the call and the transcript that we've got, I'm just going to give us a break for 5 minutes, and then what I'll do is it'll give you time to obviously go to the toilet, maybe have a smoke if you'd like to go for a cigarette, if you'd like to get a drink, or just to gather your thoughts for a few moments, and then I'll give you a call and we'll continue with the rest of the witness statement. Okay.
Right. Okay. No problem.
All right. Fantastic. I'll give you a call I'll give you a call at 25 to 4. Okay.
Right, okay, no problem.
Speak to you soon, James. All right.
Yeah.